From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Rio del City officials making a clarification on a syringe exchange program. At a meeting this week, Councilmember Sue Strahan called for an item to be placed on the agenda to discuss syringe exchanges and providing further direction to staff on the topic, if council desired. At no time was a syringe exchange program requested by council. By majority, the council also clarified that it was not in favor of a syringe exchange program in Rio del. Two people on probation rounded up Wednesday afternoon in Eureka. Officers conducted a probation search at a residence on the 1400 block of A Street. It was in response to numerous complaints of ongoing illegal activity there. As a result of the search, a stolen motorcycle, a motorcycle framed with an obliterated ID number, and burglary tools were located. 38-year-old Joshua Dale Rao, booked on possession of stolen property and possession of burglary tools, also held on $25,000 bail. And 25-year-old Jessica Grimsky was booked on charges of possession of tear gas by a felon. The search continues for a man who robbed Pat's Market in Eureka. Police called there at about 6:30 Tuesday night. An unknown man entered the place and brandished a handgun at a female worker while demanding money from the cash register. The man took an undisclosed amount and then fled on foot northbound. The suspect, described as a black or possibly dark-complected Hispanic male, late 30s to early 40s, 6 feet tall, thin build. He was wearing a black-colored cloth on the lower half of his face during the robbery, concealing his identity. There were no injuries reported. Well, according to Lost Coast Outpost, precinct-by-precinct numbers for the area show that progressive candidates won in each precinct where they were on the ballot. Those include Susan Seaman, Mayor, Leslie Castellano, 1st District, Natalie Arroyo, 3rd District, and Kim Burgle, 5th District. They won in every precinct where they were on the ballot. In addition, Richard Marks beat Marion Brady in every precinct in the 4th Division of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District, except for one, where Brady got 7 votes to Marks' 2. Well, the company that wanted to build a cannabis manufacturing facility in Willow Creek, pulling its plans from an industrial rezoning request. That prompted the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors to approve rezoning the area in question as heavy industrial. The facility had been approved a year ago, but locals were concerned about its proximity to an elementary school and the effect it would have on water quality and the Hoopa tribe members who live nearby. Company officials say they never wanted to divide the community. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.